please consider supporting the Wednesday blog by going to anchor.fm/Sean-Thomas-Kane/support. Thank you. Welcome back to the Wednesday blog with me, Sean Kane. It's Wednesday, 16 November 2022. This past weekend saw the first snowflakes of the season here in Binghamton, New York. I was born on a snowy day in December 1992 in the Chicago suburbs, and over the past 30 years, my life has been marked by the cyclical changes between warm and cold months. The winters often stand out more than the summers, perhaps because winter snow is always more of an event than a really scorching hot day in July. As I've gotten older, I've come to wish for snow less and less. Certainly, the incentive of a snow day is mostly absent now, but also snow means I'm responsible for shoveling my sidewalks and driveway, something which I'll do, but don't wish for. In the last few days, we haven't had any accumulation. The ground is still too warm, but the flakes falling on my head have been enough of a warning of things to come. Last year, it occurred to me that there's a pattern to how the seasons change and how the weather gets colder over the fall months. Late summer here in North America is often stormy, with the Atlantic hurricane season at its height, and changing temperatures causing seasonal rains and occasionally thunderstorms across the continent. Each successive rain has its own small change on the overall temperature. First, it'll be steamy and hot after a rain in August. Then, as September progresses, there's a cool spell after each rain, until finally in October, there's that climactic storm that pushes the temperature enough that once the cool spell ends, the temperature doesn't rise again to its summer highs, instead settling now into a much cooler winter low. Here in Binghamton, that final storm that did the trick was the remnants of Hurricane Nicole, which reached this valley on Friday morning, bringing moderate to heavy rains from the south that sat over this valley for much of the day. That evening, the skies remained too cloudy for stargazing up at my usual Friday haunt, the Copernic Observatory, and since the clouds have only faintly parted to reveal radiant sunshine. It took until Sunday afternoon for the temperature to fall enough for the steady flickering rain to freeze and become the first sleet and then snow. Winter's arrival is likely to be for the season now. It got this cold a few weeks ago, before warm winds blew in from the southwest, convincing me to lose my sweaters for a day in favor of my short-sleeved shirts. But that last gasp of warmth wasn't going to last. There are things about winter that I admire and look forward to. The conviviality of summer is replaced by the twinkling celebrations and the long, dark nights around Christmas and New Year's, born from ancient mystery and ritual, yet vibrant in its modernity. For the moment, I'm still getting used to the sun setting around 4:30 p.m., still grumbling about it. The darkness of our winter nights is bearable because we always know it's temporary. The long summer days will eventually return, and with them all the nostalgia-fueled memories of the glories of summers now past.
Now winter comes slowly, pale, meager, and old. First trembling with age, and then quivering with cold, benumbed with hard frosts and with snow covered o'er, benumbed with hard frosts and with snow covered o'er. Praise the sun to restore him. Praise the sun to restore him. And sins as before.
The Wednesday blog is written, read, and produced by me, Sean Kane, and I also came up with the theme music. You can learn more about my work by going to linktree.com/esthosdkane. That's linktr.ee/esthosdkane. There you'll learn more about my website and my blog. Thanks! Thanks as always to my regular listeners, including monthly supporter Elizabeth Duke. You can learn more about how to support this podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. I appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed that impromptu performance of Winter from Purcell's Fairy Queen. I didn't have my sheet music, so I was just kind of going off memory there. This podcast is distributed by Anchor. Learn more at anchor.fm.